Thank you, Christina. Now I'd like to introduce our next speaker. Our next speaker is the leader of the group Single Payer Now and has been at the forefront of the struggle to bring universal health care to the people of the United States. Please welcome Don Beckler.
Thank you. The people who have the values of leading us to war share the values with the people who prevent us from having a national health care system. It's the same values. They are not values of compassion, but they are values of unbridled greed, no matter what the consequences. We are fighting for a national health care system that excludes the private insurance industry from our lives. They are not in business to provide health care. They are in business to avoid the sick, to deny claims, and to pass costs onto others. You will never see a health care ad that says, "You have serious cancer, come see us, we'll take care of you." That doesn't exist. There's a debate within the healthcare movement over how to proceed. Do you fight for a national healthcare system minus the insurance companies? That's commonly known as single payer healthcare, having one payer of medical bills versus thousands of insurance companies. Or do we try to get the insurance companies to compete with one another? I'm going to say that second road is the wrong trail to march down. Insurance companies have been around for 100 years, competing with one another. But the way they compete is not to compete to take care of the sick. They compete to avoid the sick. And it's just fallacious to think you can get these people to compete to provide health care. Trying to involve the insurance industry in a discussion about health care is like trying to involve the mafia in a discussion about public safety. It's just ridiculous, okay? This country doesn't have a health care system. Every other national industrialized nation does. And because they do, they provide decent health care. Because we don't have a health care system, we have 47 million people who don't have health insurance. Because we don't have a health care system, we spend twice as much money as any other nation on earth because of all the waste involved because of the private insurance companies. And because we have a private health insurance system, we have 1 million people a year who go bankrupt because of medical bills. And let me tell you a secret. 75% of those people who go bankrupt have health insurance. The health insurance people think they have is often fallacious. It has all kinds of caps on it if you get seriously ill. We want to do away with this type of banditry in our healthcare system. There are a number of things you can do. And this is a movement that's growing. In the last year, we have grown from 7,000 activists in our group to over 13,000 activists. This is a right time for a discussion about healthcare and to become an advocate for single-payer healthcare, a system minus the insurance companies. In the back by the BART escalator, we have a table. You can pick up postcards. You can sign postcards. You can pick up postcards addressed to either Obama or Schwarzenegger for a healthcare system minus the insurance companies. We have public meetings where you can become better informed about how to become an advocate for single-payer healthcare. It's the simple way forward. This is a movement of compassion. It allows every one of you to look at your neighbor and say, "I care about you, and he cares about her." We care about each other in a time of need. It's the most basic need on earth from all people that they need health care. It's a movement of compassion. It's a wonderful movement to join. It's a wonderful movement to go around and say market mechanisms don't work with health care too, if you're socialist inclined. It's just a wonderful movement to be involved in. So I encourage you to come back to our table, become involved. And the last thing I want to say is everybody here today should take a look at your neighbors and realize we are the change makers. You are the change makers. We can't wait on somebody in D.C. to change. We're the ones who have to make the change. Thank you.
Thank you, Don Beckler. Now we have a special part in this program where we need about a dozen people to raise their hands and say they're going to come up here and take a bucket and help us take a collection. So